It's time for today's Daily Devotional, and this week we're going to talk about character. Today we're going to focus on who you are when nobody is watching. Yes, researchers often say that dreams can reveal a lot about what is happening inside of us. If your nights are filled with chaotic dreams, and I've done a lot of research on this because I'm having crazy dreams and not sleeping through the night, but sometimes that reflects the stress and the pressure or the things your heart is carrying through the day. And dream metaphors can teach us something spiritually too. The Bible often reminds and refers to our bodies as lives as an earthly home. Just like every room in a house serves a different purpose, every area of our heart reveals something about our character. So think about it like this. Maybe your bathroom reminds us that patience is learned while waiting, especially if you have a large family. Or maybe a clean den represents kindness and words that make people feel welcome when they come over to visit with you. Maybe an overstuffed closet reveals attitudes that we've packed away instead of dealing with. And then the kitchen becomes a place of frustration sometimes when things don't turn out quite the way that we planned. Now, every good cook has a bad day in the kitchen, right? Well, God has saved you, and He didn't just clean up one room. Think of it like this. He made your heart His home. That's where He lives. So this week, we're walking through the rooms of our spiritual house and asking God to develop our character. So today, we begin in the foundation, what matters most. Because we live in a world that measures people quickly. Titles, followers, accomplishments, appearances, income, influence. Those things often become the scoreboard for how value is assigned. But God's kingdom works differently. Character is not built by who notices you. Character is revealed by how you treat people who cannot offer you anything in return. Let's repeat that. Character is revealed by how you treat people who cannot offer you anything in return. That's very important. James warns believers against favoritism because partiality places human value systems above God's heart. Now, God never intended for His children to divide people into categories of important and less important. Every person carries worth because every person was created by Him. The desire to be connected with the right crowd can quickly become a heart issue, and sometimes we chase acceptance instead of offering acceptance. We elevate success, and then we notice status instead of seeing people's actual souls. But God reminds us today that what matters the most is learning to live with open hands and open hearts. Your achievements do not impress God more than your obedience does. Your social status does not increase your spiritual value, and your bank account does not determine your usefulness. Your zip code, your family history, your position in life does not limit how God can work through you. What does matter? It matters that you love people well, that your motives stay pure, and that you refuse favoritism, that you become someone who welcomes others the way that Christ welcomed you, because character grows when we choose kindness over comparison, and of course, over image and acceptance over exclusion. So today, ask yourself this question. If God walked through the rooms of my heart today, what would He find? Am I treating certain people more valuable than others? Am I seeking approval from people more than approval from God? Lord, as we come to You in prayer today, thank You for making our heart Your home. Walk through every room of our lives and show us where growth is needed. Remove our stubborn pride, comparison, and favoritism. Shape our character to reflect Yours and teach us to value what You value in life. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.